Good morning, Belinda.
Now, let's talk about the big rig to start with. A big project for the business community and the tourism community. What is it up to now?
Oh, it's getting exciting now, Belinda. We can actually, the big rig tower and the tree walk, we can actually, well, we can definitely see it because all the main construction components are done, and it's as you're driving around Roma, you can see from a lot of different advantages. So the view from when we get up there is going to be fantastic. So they're getting towards the end of the main construction stage, and then the interpretive audio and visual, all the the nice stuff to have a look at as you're going up and down the tower on the tree walk, will hopefully start getting installed towards the end of the year and complete early in the new year, we hope.
So you're planning an opening next year?
We haven't had an official update for a little while from council, and but we just by looking at the construction, and we're still part of the interpretive working group on the signage and interpretive stuff. I'd say it's probably going to be more, looks like more February, which is probably not too bad because we're coming into the quieter time, December, January on the leisure traveller. So it'd be good to hit 2022 with the massive new big the big rig tower, which is going to be exciting.
Now, is this stage one of a bigger project for expanding the big rig in Roma?
Well, it's stage one of the council endorsed master plan. Council at this stage haven't put forward any funding applications or anything at this stage for the next stages, but that's up to our organisation, our members and businesses and tourism related businesses to push for that, to keep the attraction getting updated. As you see from any of the main big attractions which we're getting up there in the outback now, like Qantas Hall of Fame or Stockman's Hall of Fame, the Witten Waltz and Matilda Centre, you've got to add something every two or three years to keep that interest going. So we'll push a bit hard towards the end of next year or trying to get the next stages done or next stage done, whatever that may be. We've got a master plan, but as you know, master plans can change. So the main thing is getting this first stage up and running, which is the major stage anyway, the wow factor.
So just explain for someone who hasn't heard of the big rig before what the first stage or what this is.
Well, the original big rig was opened over 20 years ago, was an oil and gas museum and a bit of history of Roma and how Roma got established. And no additional works have been done on the attractions since then. So this next stage is a 45-metre tower with close to 200 steps. You can walk up the steps, or there's an elevator with glass front on the front so you can see the view as you're going up. And at different stages, there's viewing platforms, and it's right next to the existing, what we call the EMSCO rig, which was one of the original rigs around Roma. So it pays homage to the original rigs and the riggers and the drillers, but it also gives you that fantastic view and advantage of looking out further into the region and experiencing not just, views during the daytime, but we can also do some night viewing, like the other night we had the lunar eclipse and things like that. So it's going to be special events like that. And at the 15-metre height, there's a platform that comes off, and we've put in a riggers walk through Bungle Creek, we're calling it, rather than a tree walk. It's a riggers walk, and that goes for about 100 metres. That's first stage of a tree walk, up 15 metres high in the canopy. So another additional time with the environment and tell the story of how the resource industry works and with the environment and environmental aspects and things like that as well. So, yes, can't wait to get open. Some people have been fortunate enough who have a little go up, say halfway up, said the view's amazing. So none of us have had the opportunity yet, but hopefully in the new year will be 2022. Look out.
I have to say, once the actual opening has happened, then the real work starts, because you mentioned some of the other main sites in outback Queensland that are all already very well known. So do you think there needs to be a plan to get the word out?
Oh, yeah, we've council with their social media tourism advertising this year has been planting the seed already, but it will be a big campaign to get it out there, and actually we'll hopefully have a great big official opening with a major event. A couple other new events we're going to have, like run the tower as well, so that might be the first weekend. Belinda, we'll get you training, you can see what time you can do to get up the 200 steps. So straight after Christmas be good training, so things like that. So we'll definitely have a great big not just the political opening. We want to make sure it's a good community event and get the local community involved, because at the end of the day, whilst it's built for tourism, but it does flow through and helps the local community. And there is some out in community think it's a bit of a waste of money and money could be spent elsewhere and things like that. But it was specific funding applied for specific tourism related projects. So it really couldn't go to some of the other stuff in town, what some people would like, upgrade parks and aquatic centres and things like that. That's up the council to progress them things. And, you know, a lot of people back at my little bit of research said the Eiffel Tower was going to be not a good thing to build when they were building that. But I think everyone would say that the Eiffel Tower has become a bit of an iconic feature of Paris to go and have a look at. So hopefully the Big Rig Tower will be the same in Roma.
And it also is, you know, happening at the same time that there's a new organisation in town. You had an annual general meeting.
Yeah, well, Commerce Roma and Visit Roma, the two independent business bodies in town, merged November last year. So we just had our recent AGM, and we've got a new committee, which is fantastic. And we've actually got a full committee, which is a good sign. So in my time of being on Commerce Roma and Visit Roma committees, we've never had full committees in the last sort of 4 or 5 years. So it's a good sign. We've got a general manager, Deb Jopic, on board as well. So we're sort of operating more like a board with a paid staff member being our general manager, which takes away a lot of the work from the committee, and we can act more of a strategic board then, and hopefully that's the start of things to come.
Charlie, thank you very much for your time.
No worries. Thanks, Belinda.